Our book critic John Leonard says there are two young authors who are the literary equivalent of the movie's Brat Pack, Bret Easton Ellis and Jill Eisenstadt. He has a review of their new books, The Rules of Attraction and From Rockaway.
Jill Eisenstadt from Rockaway, New York, and Bret Easton Ellis from Los Angeles, California, both went to Bennington College in Vermont, from which they graduated about a minute and a half ago. Ellis was the first to publish a novel, Less Than Zero, in 1985, and it caused a commotion. A young man from L.A. named Clay goes off to a college in New England called Camden, and when he comes back for the holidays, he and his well-heeled friends drive around in cars a lot, watch MTV a lot, go to parties and clubs a lot, and do drugs and listen to rock and roll and feel lousy all the time. Less Than Zero is a Miami Vice kind of novel, gaudy about nothingness. The Rules of Attraction is Son of Zero. Clay's back at Camden, although we spend most of the novel in the big holes in the tiny heads of Sean and Paul and Lauren and Victor. They never go to class, read a book, or have an idea. They're too busy doing coke and heroin, getting abortions, and committing suicide. Stoned and horny and ungrateful and uncomprehending and ungrammatical, they're incapable of heroism, unselfishness, love, art, politics, even enthusiasm. These kids have apparently felt bad since Pampers. There's one gratuitous moment, though, late in the rules, when Clay at a Camden bacchanalia spots Alex, quote, that nice kid from Rockaway. That's it for nice Alex, who's never mentioned again. Perhaps because niceness is inappropriate in postmodernist crybaby fiction, perhaps because Clay knows Alex will be the star in Jill Eisenstadt's superior Camden Bennington novel, From Rockaway, in which a Clay-like character makes his gratuitous guest appearance. Maybe everybody at Camden is writing a novel about everybody else at Camden instead of going to class. Eisenstadt's Alex also goes home for Christmas, to Rockaway, where she's ambivalent. The only member of her high school social set to have escaped to college, Alex is envied by Timmy, the lifeguard who loves her, and by Peg, her wild girl best friend. She doesn't feel particularly enviable, and you wouldn't either if you had to go to college with Clay, Sean, Paul, Lauren, and Victor. But luckily, we don't spend nearly as much time inside the ambivalence of Alex as we do on the boardwalks of Blue Collar Rockaway. These kids in dead-end jobs, unlike the Camden zombies, have in some sense earned their alienation, and they are unarticulated. Of course, we'll always find some way to articulate ourselves, if not in speech, then in some other set of signs, in ceremony or in violence. Timmy will lose both Alex and a child drowned in the sea. For this he will be punished at what's called a death keg party, where the lifeguards exorcise the demons of their failure, a ritual of self-destruction as sinister and moving as any Indian myth in structural anthropology. The guardians of life are lost children, each and every one of them. From Rockaway is so much better than The Rules of Attraction because it is so much less self-regarding. It imagines an otherness outside the druggy talking head. Still, I teach children who are exactly the age of the characters in both these novels, and my own children are the same age, too. And the Camden cretins are monstrous strangers to me, as if dreamed up by punishing adults who want the young to be mindless and joyless. And that's odd.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, and as a columnist for New York Newsday, he reviewed The Rules of Attraction by Bret Easton Ellis and From Rockaway by Jill Eisenstadt.